I have to begin with a few words about androgyny. In grammar school, in the 5th and 6th grades, we were all tyrannized by a rigid set of rules that supposedly determined whether we were boys or girls. The episode in Huckleberry Finn, where Huck is disguised as a girl and gives himself away by the way he threads a needle and catches a ball, that kind of thing. We learned that the way you sat, crossed your legs, held a cigarette, and looked at your nails, the way you did these things instinctively was absolute proof of your sex. Now, obviously, most children did not take this literally, but I did. I thought that just one slip, just one incorrect cross of my legs, or a flick of an imaginary cigarette ash, would turn me from whatever I was into the other thing. That would be all it took, really. Even though I was outwardly a girl and had many of the trappings generally associated with girldom, a girl's name, for example, and dresses, my own telephone, an autograph book, I spent the early years of my adolescence absolutely certain that I might, at any point, gum it up. I did not feel at all like a girl. I was boyish. I was athletic, ambitious, outspoken, competitive, noisy, rambunctious. I had scabs on my knees, and my socks slid into my loafers, and I could throw a football. I wanted desperately not to be that way, not to be a mixture of both things, but instead just one, a girl, a definite, indisputable girl, as soft and as pink as a nursery. And nothing would do that for me, I felt, but breasts. I was about 6 months younger than everyone else in my class, and so for about 6 months after it began, for 6 months after my friends had begun to develop, that was the word we used, develop, I was not particularly worried. I would sit in the bathtub and look down at my breasts and know that any day now, any second now, they would start growing like everyone else's. They didn't. "I want to buy a bra," I said to my mother one night. "What for?" she said. My mother was really hateful about bras, and by the time my third sister had gotten to the point where she was ready to want one, my mother had worked the whole business into a comedy routine. "Why not use a Band-Aid instead?" she would say. It was a source of great pride to my mother that she had never even had to wear a brassiere until she had her fourth child, and then only because her gynecologist made her. It was incomprehensible to me that anyone could ever be proud of something like that. It was the 1950s, for God's sake. Jane Russell, cashmere sweaters. Couldn't my mother see that? "I am too old to wear an undershirt!" Screaming, weeping, shouting. "Then don't wear an undershirt," said my mother. "But I want to buy a bra." "What for?" I suppose that for most girls, breasts, brassieres, that entire thing, has more trauma, more to do with the coming of adolescence, with becoming a woman, than anything else. Certainly more than getting your period, although that too was traumatic, symbolic. But you could see breasts. They were there. They were visible. Whereas a girl could claim to have her period for months before she actually got it, and nobody would ever know the difference. Which is exactly what I did. All you had to do was make a great fuss over having enough nickels for the Kotex machine, and walk around clutching your stomach and moaning for 3 to 5 days a month about the curse, and you could convince anybody. There is a school of thought somewhere in the women's lib / women's mag / gynecology establishment that claims that menstrual cramps are purely psychological, and I lean toward it. Not that I didn't have them, finally. Agonizing cramps, heating pad cramps, go down to the school nurse and lie on the cot cramps. But unlike any pain I had ever suffered, I adored the pain of cramps, welcomed it, wallowed in it, bragged about it. "I can't go. I have cramps. I can't do that. I have cramps." And most of all, gigglingly, blushingly, "I can't swim. I have cramps." Nobody ever used the hardcore word, menstruation. God, what an awful word. Never that. I have cramps.